My name is Evelyn Beniavsky, and I'm in the fifth grade at Cascadia, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, When the Needle Touches Your Skin, in which a girl, Astrid, and her mom are trying to escape a planet that is overrun by the zombie-like creatures called the Ezrela. The warm air rushed up my face as our Z-board zoomed across the vast, dry desert. It was a sea of hills and mounds of brown golden sand. But as beautiful as the sand was, it was a depressing place, with few plants, and when you saw one, it would be brown and dead. The sand flew up behind us like cars on a racetrack. The massive hovercraft started to emerge through the clouds of dust, and it finally started coming into view. "Speed up, Astrid! The hovercraft is not going to wait for us, and we're almost there!" "I know, Mom. I'm trying to go fast. My Z-board is very old." I slowly leaned forward, urging it to go faster, but it wouldn't budge. "Ugh, come on, come on," I yelled at my Z-board. Suddenly, it beeped as if trying to respond to me and abruptly came to a dead stop. It flung me off and I landed in a poof of sand. "Oh, really?" I yelled at it, and then, as if it was almost dying, my Z-board slowly sank to the ground. "You're going to have to run, Astrid. If we miss the hovercraft, the Ezrela will surely take us, just like they took your father." I sighed, hauled myself off the ground, wiped my freckled face and bony legs free of sand, and took off. With every leap, my legs grew more tired, my feet sank deeper into the sand, and I longed for a breath of cold air. When I finally reached my mom, I was gasping for air. She lifted me up onto her Z-board, and I looked back to see a puff of smoke where my Z-board had crashed. As we approached the hovercraft, I could faintly hear a slight beep and then a low voice. I guessed it was a loudspeaker announcing something on the hovercraft. But as I listened closer, I could make out what it was saying. "Attention, everyone. The doors will be closing in approximately 60 seconds. My stomach lurched, and my mom leaned so far forward I was afraid she was going to fall over. Fortunately, we were only about 50 yards away from the large domed doors that marked the entrance to the hovercraft. I knew we were going to make it. We had to. I clutched onto my mom's back and we zoomed even closer, 40 yards, 30 yards, but then as we approached the 20-yard point, another horrifying announcement boomed from the hovercraft. "The doors will now be closing in 3, 2, 1. "We have to jump," my mom yelled back at me, "or we're not going to make it. 3, there's no time to count, now." And we jumped.